Brighten up your home with help from Menards. Illuminate your home with LED light bulbs from Fight Electric. They provide light that lasts with a rated life of over 10,000 hours. Don't wait to finish your projects. Save big money on Fight Electric LED light bulbs now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
So this is Walking in Kingdom Destiny with Prophetess T. Marie. And we have Reverend James H. Glover here with us today.
Mm-hmm.
So today's topic is how intimate is your time with God? And today we're going to dive into prayer.
I like that.
I think that prayer is essential, right? It's a communication line with God. And so understanding the importance of prayer will help you deepen your relationship with God.
For sure.
With questions, I think that's the easiest way to get the conversation going is with the question.
Okay, so I'll let you go first.
10 questions today. And the first thing we're going to talk about is a prayer closet. So the first question is, give us an example of where a prayer closet can be.
It could be anywhere where you want it to be. Anywhere where you consider it an intimate space with you and God. That is your prayer closet.
Okay. So I put like a walk-in closet, a certain corner in your room, you know, maybe like a desk area or something, your car. A bathroom, anywhere where you can have intimate time with God, right? And so when we think of intimate time with God, we think of things like, for example, if you have intimate time with your partner, it's a time where it's just you and them, and you guys are vulnerable to each other. You guys open up to each other. You put that wall down, and you really express how you feel, and you listen to how they feel. Because prayer is not just a one-way street.
Amen to that. It's not.
Yes,
it's not. Like, you have to. Prayer is a communication between you and God.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you got to make sure that you are in communication with God at all times.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So what are the characteristics of a prayer closet?
Characteristics of a prayer closet is, I think we already said it, like where you are spending that intimate time with you and the master. But y'all are spending that one-on-one time. But y'all are spending that alone time. But it's uninterrupted. Where it is nobody else around. It's just y'all.
Absolutely. I said clean, no clutter, right? When you have clutter in the way, it kind of distracts you, right? It gives you something to take your focus off, something to look at. So no clutter. You need a clean, quiet space And I also say to consecrate the area, right? Use your blessed oil, pray over the area, make sure there's no spirits lurking around in that area, like consecrate the area. That is how you're going to really welcome in God's presence.
I would agree with that.
Place that Bible, notebook, etc. These are things that you will need.
You have to have it in order to have an effective prayer life. Like, for example, if you're wanting to be like a great basketball player, something that you would have around you is like stats of like what great basketball players do. Like statistics of how great basketball players became successful. A photo of your favorite basketball player. Now, if you're wanting to be successful in your prayer life, you're going to keep scripture around. You're going to have scriptures covering over spaces in order to make sure that you are going into the direction that you need to go into.
Absolutely. Because that Bible is, that's God's way of speaking back to you.
Mm-hmm.
That is how you get to know him. He's getting to know you, but that's how you get to know him. The more you're in your Bible, the more God will begin to speak to you.
Facts. Like, and there's nothing better than having a conversation with the master.
Absolutely. And we must take time to listen. Not just speak, but take the time to listen.
And sometimes we just need to take the time not to ask God for nothing, but to just simply say, Lord, I thank you.
Yeah, showing that
things are not as bad as they could be.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. The third question I had is, what is so important about a prayer closet?
Prayer closet, like we said, it's where you are completely taking yourself away from everything that is going to distract you from you and God. Anything that distracts you from you and God doesn't need to be in your prayer closet.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It allows you to be vulnerable, which, you know, allows the Holy Spirit to come in and take over. It allows you to go to war with the enemy. You know, it's really a place where there's no distraction. It's literally just you and God. And I know sometimes it can be hard, like, you know, just as a single parent, sometimes it can be hard to have that one-on-one intimate time with God, right? So mine is my car. When I'm alone in my car and I just spend time with God, there's no distractions. There's no, I don't have to worry about mom, or, you know, anything else. Like, I can really just sit, talk to God. I have time to sit and listen to him, to really just be vulnerable with him about how I'm feeling, what I'm going through, things that I've been through, just overall trying to get that relationship and that bond with him.
Facts. Like, for me, mine would be my bedroom. Mm-hmm. My room is my prayer closet, because it's like when that room door, or my studio, my podcast studio, that's my prayer closet. When that door is shut and there's a sign saying we are recording, they know, like, yo, this is my time to where, like, I'm busy recording, or be me and God having a conversation.
Absolutely. Like, so that kind of answered question four, but we're going to dive into that too. You know, what does my prayer closet look like? I always keep my Bible in my car, my physical Bible, not my phone, because sometimes when I'm, you know, having intimate time with God, I cut my phone off or turn it on D&D. And a notebook. I got like 3 or 4 notebooks in my car. Because not only does God deal with you on a spiritual level, But there are times that he'll give you things that are have to do with business, or he'll give me something for the podcast, or he'll give me something for, you know, a Bible study lesson for, you know, future references, just for in case my mom ever says, hey, you're teaching Bible study tonight, or hey, you need to, you know what I mean? Or somebody calls and say, hey, can you speak at our church on, you know, whenever. Being prepared, being ready, and there are times where God will give you things. And then there are times where I have like a prayer notebook where there are certain prayers that I write down because I have an expectation of God to answer those prayers.
That's it. You are in expectation of God being like, you know what, I'm going to do it. Like, sometimes you got to put God on notice of, you said you was going to do this.
Absolutely.
So since you said it, I believe it. And I know you're not going to lie to me. So let's make this happen.
Absolutely. So it's like one of those, I'm going to write down the prayer. I'm going to write down the date. And when you answer that prayer, I'm going to write down the answer and I'm going to write down the date.
Exactly.
Because there are times where people will come to you and they'll be like, well, how do you know God is real? What has God done for you? This and that. And it's like, well, I got a notebook. I got a notebook of things, like, and that's just not everything. That's just the things I decided to write down.
Man, like, literally, it's like, there's been times where, like, I've had to sit back and I'm like, you know what, only God can do that. To have one of my podcasts even being ranked in Angola, a state that I ain't even walked in, a country I haven't even stepped foot in. And it was like, for a minute, I overlooked it. I was like, yeah, we ranked in Angola, like, we're like number 69, but I'm trying to be number one. And one of my good friends had to get on me. She's like, bro, I want you to say that again. I'm like, we have ranked in Angola. I said, we number 69, but I'm trying to get to number one. She's like, say that one more time for me. And at this point, I'm getting aggravated. I'm like I said, we ranked in Angola, we number 69, but I'm trying to get number one. She said, you are ranked in a country that you have never even stepped foot in. And instead of being grateful for the fact that you are even ranked in that country, you're more worried about trying to get to number one.
Yeah, sometimes we overlook certain blessings, certain favor that we carry. And it's kind of, I think sometimes it's a thing of, it's an expectation for us because we've always had this favor, right? We've always been God's favorite. And so I think that being in that prayer closet kind of gives you time for you to look over your blessings. And to say, like, you know what, God, I'm grateful. I truly appreciate everything that you're doing. I might not be where I plan to be, right? But I'm not where I could be. And so I'm grateful. Even if I don't move up another step, I'm grateful for where I'm at. There's a saying that says, you know, if God doesn't do another thing for me, he's already done enough. He's already done enough. And that is so true. Like, if God didn't give me another blessing, he's done enough. He's delivered me. He delivered me when I didn't even want to be delivered. He's gotten me out of things that I didn't, that I, you know, could never see myself getting out of. And I won't even blame the devil. Most of it was just me. It was just me putting myself in situations that I shouldn't have put myself in. And God has gotten me out of it. and I'm grateful. Situations where I could have lost my life. And so I'm grateful.
Man, I told somebody, I preached this on Sunday, and I told him, I said, you know, so many times we are praying, Lord, protect me from my enemies. But sometimes we need to really pray, Lord, protect me from the enemy. Mm-hmm. Protect me from myself. Protect me so that I don't fall short. Protect me so that I don't do the things that I want to do and do the things that you would have me to do instead.
Absolutely. Praying for that guidance from the Holy Spirit. Praying for our steps to be ordered. It truly changes things. Praying that God will not allow our flesh to override our spirit. Because that can be one of the most difficult things, is allowing our flesh, because our flesh is strong when we feed it, right? Mm-hmm. And so us getting in that prayer closet, us reading our Bibles and doing our Bible studies and going to church, and everything that we do to feed our spirit helps our spirit to override our flesh.
Very true. Very true. It's like the more, it's like practice. The more you do it, the better you become.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why, like, I was talking to somebody a few days ago, and they were like, you know, I messed up. I don't know what to do. I don't think I can do this. And I'm like, well, you can't. You can't do it.
That's why you was never meant to.
Your spirit, and you have to keep trying to resist temptation. You have to keep trying to resist your flesh. That's why fasting is so important, because it's like, it's a time where you heal your flesh and feed your spirit. And that weakens your fleshly moments. That weakens your fleshly moments to where your spirit is so strong that you can fight off the attacks of the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the next question is, I want you to give me like a dig deep on this one, okay? What does intimate time with God mean to you?
Intimate time with God means, like we said already, uninterrupted. You and Him. Spending that intimate time together, figuring out what His plan is for my life and not what my plan is for my own life, mm-hmm. following His plan and not my own, trusting His plan and not my own, trusting that He knows better than what I do. And that's hard, because as humans, we want to think that we got it all the way together, but we got to realize that, you know what, we don't always have all the answers. God does, so it's like taking an open book test. You already have the answer to every test that is going to be, and every question that's going to be asked to you. All you got to do is go to the teacher and ask the question, and He'll give you the answer.
Absolutely. So, I put, it means to really learn who God is, not just what He does. Right. Some people know God by His miracles. Some people know Him, you know, just from reading the Bible. To really understand who He is. The love that He shows. The power that He holds. The glory of God. To really understand who He is. I don't think the human mind can truly grasp all of who God is. But the more intimate you are with Him, the more of an idea you have of who He is. And then I also put, understanding that we are made in His image. So He has feelings and emotions.
Mm.
He has the feelings of love. disappointment, grief. One of my favorite scriptures in the Bible is Jesus wept. And it that is so powerful because Jesus, a perfect man that knew he was going to raise Lazarus up, still had a feeling of grief because of the pain that his friends were feeling over the death of someone he was going to raise from the dead.
Like I told him, I preached a little bit on that Sunday too. I told him, I said, God is, Jesus was fully God, but he was fully man as well. I said, was made it a hypostatic union. Like, he was so much God that he slept on a boat. He was so much man that he slept on a boat. But he was so much God that the wind ceased when he spoke. He was so much God. He was so much man that he wept at Lazarus' death. But he was so much God that he was, that when he wept, Lazarus raised up from the dead. He was so much man that he thirsted at a well. But he was so much God that he saved a woman's soul from hell. Like, that's the only person I know that can be man and God at the same time.
Yes, and like understanding that we are made in his image, like, lets us know that when this life is over on this side,
we got a better life.
We make it to the other side, we are going to be like that much closer to knowing exactly who he is, to really feel his real presence.
Yeah,
right. To really feel his real glory, like to really understand how the apostles and disciples felt, to really be in his presence. Like, that is one thing that I wish I would have been there. I wish that I would have been able to sit in front of Jesus and listen to one of his sermons, to hear him teach, to listen to his parables and to really apply them to my life. I wish I could have been able to touch the hem of his garment. I wish that I could have washed his feet with oil, and I wish that I could have been there. Because his presence that we feel without him even being here physically in a man body is so amazing that I know when we make it to heaven and to really be there in his presence, it's going to be phenomenal. And then I also put, it means talking to him and listening to him when he responds, making necessary changes in our lives. Inviting the gift of his Holy Spirit to help you with those said changes. It's vital to go into your prayer closet with an open heart because you never know what God is going to require of you. You don't know what you're going to go in there and God's going to say, hey, I need you to be changing this, or I need you to do this, or stop doing this.
Man, that's powerful. It's like we never think about that.
Yes, we have to really understand that your prayer time, as you mature in Christ, I feel like your prayer should mature.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Yeah. It has to.
Yes. You have to really open up your heart to receive what God is saying, to receive what God is requiring.
Amen. Like, you got to. You got to have an open heart to receive it. Because if not, like, you're just praying in vain.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So before we go to commercial break, I have one thing to say. Ty just wanted me to give him a shout out.
On of our course.
So
of
I
course.
Just
shout out to my nephew.
And maybe one day he will be able to join us with Walking in Kingdom Destiny.
He needs to.
We got to get him to
walk. I'm going to make a shirt saying, bring Pastor Titus.
Then whenever you're ready, we can go to commercial break.
Hi, right, y'all. All right. Let's go to commercial.
Coming soon.
What is up? You all. This is your man, your brother, your cousin, James H. Glover III, and I am here with my big sis.
Dr. Tony Hurt
you
is
all,
in the building.
Yes. You all. Look, we come in here to make a big announcement.
Wait. They don't even know they in for a treat. Okay, go ahead.
Look, y'all don't even know, like, me and my big sis have finally came together and we are dropping a brand new podcast entitled Dating While
Anointed.
Y'all don't even understand what y'all about to get. Sis, break it down to them what they can expect from this episode.
So listen, as a Christian, we often hear about courtship and listen, we about to just be 100% real because there is a worldly view of what dating while anointing looks like. And then there's like the real deal. So we're going to do a lot of comparing and contrasting. We're going to answer your questions about what we should and what we shouldn't do based upon scripture, and we're going to just keep it real.
This conversation actually happened because of a conversation that we had in the inbox preparing for another show that Dr. Tony Hurt was going to be on with me. And from there, look, all I got to say is this. We already have those real authentic conversations over the phone. So now we're just bringing it to the screen for you all. So coming soon, starting the first of the year.
Yep.
You all can expect a brand new show on the James H. Glover Studios Network every Thursday night. So be on the lookout for the time of when you can expect it to drop. But just make sure that you got your popcorn ready, because I promise you, you're not going to want to miss a single episode of this, all right?
And don't be coming in here bougie, because we coming with the
real, raw, and unadulterated realness. We coming raw and real. Like, so, look, we're going to be talking about anything and everything and keeping it real at the same time. But we
Just so y'all know, first episode, sneak peek, we're going to be talking about what is dating while anointing. What is that? And then what does it look like, right?
Mm. My God.
I know. Look, I got so many ideas about questions people are going to have, and we're going to blow their minds.
Just get ready, y'all. Get ready, because this is about to be crazy. So get ready, get excited, because the tag team of Dr. Tony Hurt and Reverend James S. Glover III, we here. Love y'all. Peace. See y'all soon.
Now back to the show.
Man, y'all, that show is going to be so powerful when it comes out. We are excited about that one. And what y'all don't know is we got some other things in the background cooking that won't be released until the first of the year. Like, we coming out first of the year swinging. And when I say swinging, I mean we swinging all right. So y'all get ready.
I'm excited.
Oh, for sure, for sure.
I can't wait. Because I have not dated as a saved since I've been delivered. So I think that show will come in handy for when God my partner.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And then we got another one coming out in January as well. That's called What's Love Got to Do With It? Like, it's asking a question, like, you know, everybody always talking about, I love this person, I love them. Okay, that's cool. That's cool, be in love. But what does love really have to do with this situation? Like, can love pay the bills? Is love enough to keep you warm at night?
Well,
so y'all get ready. Both of those shows are coming. Then we bring it back a couple of shows. Yeah, we got some fire coming for y'all first of the year. So get ready. Like, matter of fact, even tonight, I'm probably going to be up for a little bit because I got some work I got to do tonight. So, yeah. One thing about being the producer and own shows as well, your job is never done.
Working hard.
Oh, yeah, for sure. And one day it'll pay off.
Absolutely. Like, it's not already paying off.
It's.
You in other countries, like, come on now. Let's. It's paying off.
I get where you're coming from on that. I see where you went there.
Yeah.
I mean, financially, one of these days, it's going to pay off.
Well,
yeah, because right now, no, it ain't paying in dividends.
Understood.
Yeah, but I ain't sweating that. I know soon it will.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get back to this conversation.
All right, so now we're going to talk about just prayer. So last one was more focused on our prayer closet. But now let's talk about our prayer life. So, what is so important about prayer?
Prayer is the key and faith unlocks the door. You gotta pray. The scripture tells us that man should always pray and never weary.
Absolutely. So I gave the example of when you want to build a relationship with somebody, you talk to them. You listen to them, you get to know them, right? And so it's the same thing with God, and prayer is our way to do that. Prayer is our way to talk to him, to listen to him, and to really just have that intimate, quiet time with him. So to me, prayer is more about building your relationship.
But so it is. Relations. It is like, it's like a way to build that relationship. It's a way to build that communication. It's a way to build that bond between you and God.
Absolutely. What is the foundation of a genuine prayer?
You said, what is the foundation?
Mm-hmm.
Foundation of genuine prayer is your genuine relationship. Because you can't pray unless you have a relationship with the master.
Absolutely. So I said opening up your heart. Having an open heart, which is harder. It's easier said than done, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's easier said than done to really, truly, fully open up your heart, especially when you have unhealed traumas. PTSD, church hurt. When you go through certain things, sometimes it makes it harder for you to truly be vulnerable with anybody. And so opening up your heart and opening up to what you want and what you need to say. So because we don't always want to hear what we need to hear. There are times where God is going to tell you something you don't want to hear.
But it's what you need to hear.
But it's what you need. And so having that open mind and open heart and to really accept him in and accept that he knows what's best for you.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you have to say that prayer of God, protect me from me. God, help me to understand the things I can't change.
Yes. Hide me from myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because there are times where us as humans, we get prideful and feel like we know what's best for us. And sometimes we make it to where we know better than our creator.
And that ain't true at all.
It's not true at all. It's never going to be true. At no point in your life will you ever know what's best for you better than your creator.
When you think that you know best for you better than God, then you setting yourself up for failure, baby.
Absolutely.
Because what are you really doing? You really saying, God, I don't need you. God, I can figure this out by myself.
Exactly.
That's what you really saying. Not in a roundabout way, you literally saying, God, I can figure this out by myself. I don't need you.
Mm-hmm. And so we have to have that open heart and open mind to accept his expectations for us, his requirements.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
No, go on ahead.
I was going to move on to the next question, but if you have something to
say.
No,
go on.
Okay.
Go on ahead.
So the next question is, how do you know God is listening when you pray?
You know that he's listening when you feel things changing, when you feel things shifting, when you feel things moving and you can't explain it. All you know is like, man, I want to do this, but God won't let me. I want to act this way, but God won't let me. That's how you know that God is moving. God is shifting. God is changing.
Absolutely.
That's really how you know that you're growing up.
Yes. So I put God listening isn't always shown by receiving a yes in whatever answer, in whatever. But the answer that he gives you, it could be a yes, it could be a no, it could be a wait. But either way, he heard you and he gave you an answer. Also, when God hears your prayers, he gives you an inner peace, a changed heart, strength, or those external confirmations, you know, that you were talking about, the shifts, the changes that, you know, go on around you. But it confirms that he hears you and cares about your concerns. But we must have faith, right? We have to stand 10 toes down on his plan and know that it's not only best for us, but it's perfect.
Say that one more time for the people in the back, because that was so good.
We have to have faith. We have to stand 10 toes down on his plan and know that it's not only best for us, but it's perfect.
Man, that's so good right there. It ain't only best.
If you want to use it later, you can use it.
Man, like, the best for us. But it's perfect for us. My gosh. Like, for real, that's legit. God's plan is not only the best plan for us, but it's the perfect plan for us. And as soon as we start realizing it, the better off we're going to be.
Yes, we have to understand that that's how we know he's listening. That's how we know that he cares about our concerns, right? Is he has this plan that addresses our concerns. And even though we might have to go through, you know, X, Y, and Z to get to where we're trying to be, but once we end up where we're trying to be,
it's going to be best.
We're going to understand why we had to go through that, why it was perfect, why we had to go through a test or a trial, because our tests and our trials make us stronger. Tests and our trials prepare us for our destination. And that is one of the reasons why I called this show Walking in Kingdom Destiny, is because during this walk, we're going to go through tests and trials. We're going to go through tribulations. We're going to go through things. But everything that we encounter on this walk is preparing us
for that next level
destiny. Because this is not our kingdom destiny, right? Our kingdom destiny is in heaven. But we want to walk into it. So that means that we have to fulfill God's plans for us here on earth. We have to become who it is he has for us to become here on earth, so that when we get to those pearly gates and he says, "Well done, thy good and faithful servant," you could come on in and you walk through them gates. Know that God has an assignment for you in those gates. And if you prepared here on earth, I know you don't think you're going to be prepared up there. We got to walk in it. Clock it. We gotta walk in it.
Facts. You have to. That's the only way that you're gonna be successful.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I know that you mentioned seeing the financial gain of this hard work that you're putting in. But think about the souls that are being changed. Think about the lives that are being changed from all of your shows. And that is worth more than anything. And don't get me wrong, because I believe truly in my heart that you will see the financial gain from this. But the souls that you're changing, the lives that you're touching, because this is going to reach people that won't step inside a church. This is going to reach people who are running from their calling. This is going to reach people who are too afraid to walk into their calling, who are too afraid to say, "I don't have it all together." But God will reward you for that. Even if you don't get paid from a single podcast, your reward will be great. I hear Jeremiah, "For I know the plans I have for you, saith the Lord. Plans to prosper you. Not harm you. Do not think that your work is in vain." God is going to take you to another level. You gotta keep going. You got this. You got this.
Yeah.
sorry, I had to release what God told me to release.
Amen.
So, how about we give an example of a time God answered your prayer?
Right now. Like, literally, right now. He literally sent you to tell me exactly what I needed to hear.
Amen. I'll take that. Take that as your example. So my example would be my deliverance prayer. So some time ago, maybe about a year and a half, 2 years, I basically told God, like, I didn't want to start going back to church until I was delivered from my addictions. I felt like I was not worthy to walk into his house. And even though, you know, the church is a place for sinners, it's where sinners go to get delivered, but that's not how I looked at it. I looked at it as a, I didn't want to be judged. And so God delivered me. I was staying in a hotel. He delivered me in the hotel room and told me basically, don't go back to it. And that he would give me the strength not to. And it's been a year. And then he said, now you can go to church. Because that's what you said. So, I have been faithful with it. You know, I get on whenever pastor is having anything. I tune in. I stop working to tune in. I make sure I'm home on time so that I can be there. I can pay attention. I can focus. I am working into my calling, working into what God is expecting of T. Murray.
You're walking in your kingdom destiny.
The purpose of this show is for y'all to see me walk into my kingdom destiny.
You're doing it, sis. You're doing it. You're walking in everything that God has called you to walk into. You are walking in it. You are killing it. Like, I've seen you show up. I've watched you show up. I've watched you pour out to others when you won't empty yourself. I've watched you treat others with kindness when really you could really go off on them. But you spare them. But you spare them. Trust me, I've seen the messages. You spare them.
Yeah.
And that's what a true woman of God does. She spares people. But she could really weed them at white.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because the old team will weed with a red and wears whites. They're white.
Absolutely. Absolutely would have, and would have with no complications.
Mm-mm. And would have been smiling while doing it.
Absolutely.
Would have had the biggest Kool-Aid smile on her face while she did it. Because how dare you even think that you can come to me like this?
But I think one of the things that helps is reading the gospel. Reading how Jesus treated others. How Jesus loved even when he wasn't loved. Mm. How Jesus, my favorite example of Jesus is when Jesus was on the cross and he asked God to forgive the same people that were crucifying him, for they know not what they do. And I know that he was able to do that because of that fast he had just did, because the flesh in me says they know exactly what they're doing.
And I'm about to give them what they want.
That part.
They want a show, I'm going to give them a show.
That part. So, understanding that it's not about me. When people look at me, I want to make it to a point where when you look at me, I don't want you to just see teamwork. I want the Jesus in me to outshine the flesh of me.
And it does.
So that is my ultimate goal in this walk, is to be as close Christ-like as I can. It's not easy. And I can't say that I'm always 100% successful, because I'm human and I make mistakes. But that's my goal.
Nobody is perfect. And the minute somebody says they're perfect, they lying to you. And the truth ain't in them.
Exactly.
But because of the Savior that we serve and the God that we serve, with all of his perfection in him, he takes pity on us.
Yes.
And gives us exactly what we need.
Absolutely.
He doesn't treat us as our sins deserve.
Ooh, because if he did, listen, I'd have never made it to deliverance.
Mm-mm.
That's just a fact. I would have never made it this far.
No, none of us would have. Like, none of us would have made it to where we needed to make it to.
So, our last question, because we're approaching our hour mark. What advice can you give to someone who is struggling to pray?
Don't give up. Pray, and pray some more. And when that don't work, pray again.
But what about those people who are struggling to just do it?
Don't give up. Pray, and pray some more. Like, that's the answer.
So I said, don't look at it as a chore or something you have to do because you're a Christian. Don't look at it. Look at it as you're talking to your best friend, a two-way conversation. You don't have to try and sound all holy talking to God, because God knows. He knows who you are. You just have to have a conversation. And some of the things that I put, hold on, in another note, take time to just glorify, magnify him, show him adoration. Make sure you show him a spirit of gratitude, like we mentioned earlier, thanking him for the good, the bad, the ugly, and the things that haven't even happened yet. Take time to really have a conversation with your creator, your best friend, the man that gave his life for you. He knew what you were going to do before you did it. He knew what you were going to say before you said it. So we have to take in that. Don't feel ashamed to come to God, but feel ashamed to not come to God. You know how, like, when you got some tea and you want to go and tell your best friend?
That's how you need to be with God.
If you got some tea and you don't go and tell your best friend and they're offended, that's how God feels. He's offended that you didn't come to him with your feelings, your emotions, your
heartache. He wants to hear from you. In all honesty, he expects.
Yes. Yes. Because here's the thing. God's going to give you the right answer, the perfect answer. Your friend is just as human as you are. They can't give you nothing more than what you could give yourself. Go and talk to God.
Like, God is sitting there waiting. He's like, man, all I'm waiting on him to do is just have a conversation with me.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
He's like, the minute they have his conversation with me, guess what? Like that.
And I'm just waiting on them.
God, like, all they got to do is have a conversation with me, and I promise you I got them.
Absolutely. So I just want to give a quick recap. I'm going to make it real quick.
Go on ahead.
In the show. So at the beginning of the show, we talked about a prayer closet. Some examples were, you know, a closet, a car, a bathroom, a corner in your room. Just make sure it's clean, quiet, no distractions. Make sure you got a Bible, a notebook. And when you go into your prayer closet, have an open heart. Have an open mind. And take time not to just talk to God, not to just give your request, but to glorify him and listen to him. And remember that God has feelings and emotions too. So there are times where he will express himself to you. He will tell you how he loves you, how he's proud of you, how he has expectations of you, what he requires of you. So make sure that you're listening so that you can write those things down and that you can really take in that intimate personal time with God. And then after the commercial break, we talked about prayer. What is important about prayer? The foundation of prayer. How do you know God is listening? And it's real simple. God will always give you an answer. It's yes, no, wait. He will give you an answer in your spirit. He will calm you. He will give you peace. Or sometimes he gives you external confirmation. You will see things begin to shift, as Reverend James said. You will see things begin to turn around for your better. And one thing that we have to do is stand 10 toes down on God's plan for us. It's not just only best for us, but it's perfect. And once we understand that everything about God is perfect, our prayer life will begin to change. Our prayer life will begin to shift, because now we're not just going into prayer hoping, but we go into prayer with an expectation. And that is something that we want to do. We want to be expectant of God. We want to know that, okay, God loves me and he cares and he's going to turn this around for me. But that's my recap. I'm so glad that anybody that tuned in to Walking in Kingdom Destiny with me tonight. I don't know what we're talking about next week before Reverend James asked. I have no clue. God did not give it to me yet, but when he gives it to me, he knows I'll be sending over some notes. And that's all I got.
Yep, because she knew I was about to ask her, what are we talking about next week?
Yeah, I won't know until God gives it to me. You know, when he gives it to me, I email it over.
For sure. So you all, we definitely want you all to tune in next week. We have another great one for you, because I know Prophetess T. Marie is going to come with some fire next week. So as I always tell y'all, sometimes our disappointments are nothing more than God's appointments, meaning some things we look at as bad, God is only turning it around for our good. Stay blessed, and be a blessing to someone else. And I will see y'all next week. Peace. I love y'all. Hello. We pray that you enjoyed this episode coming from James H. Glover Studios. And if you want to see more like it, follow us, like, and subscribe to all of our social media stations so that you can never miss another episode like this. See y'all soon.